Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees
what's up,
are
what's
falling
up, everyone? Welcome
to
aboard
the sound
to the
of
Friday edition of the Bubba Show as you know, we get near Christmas time. And of course, as you know, I do a call on Sunday nights and I make a lot of predictions. I talk about a lot of things, and I thought today we'd share with you a little education, a little bit of what I've talked about before. All the news that they had this week. So let's go visit. Let's go back to yesteryear, to Sunday, and let's hear what I had to say.
Walk through things. There's actually a lot of action going on. Obviously, the OPEC deal, and we're seeing a big push up in oil. So I figured we'd look at that for a few minutes. And, of course, I wrote, you'll see my article over my eyes, I said BS, as you, I'm sure you could imagine. We had to break out the top side here, and I did sell myself personally. I'm not recommending anybody else do that right here, but, you know, I'm willing to take a little bit of a chance up here with a giant up move, into a giant up move already. I think that, you know, if you're looking at it later, you know, there looks to be some pretty heavy duty volume in here. So we blew off on the opening, been fairly flat. I sold right in here. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and kind of live with it for a little bit. Not that that's the right thing to do, but that's what I'm going to do. You know, this is more of a longer term short for me. But certainly, you know, if you're trading it, you know, on the short term, you better, you know, let it settle in here a little bit, but could be some action. The equities are higher, pretty much gap straight up. You know, everybody's, and this part figures. I mean, we're probably going to hit 20,000 this week. I would, you know, it would almost be a certainty, as much as a certainty can be. You know, it's been all the rage, and it won't, you know, it's not like it's a big deal. It's a 1% move, basically. So it's not like we're, you know, going to the moon. But we are going to the moon because we go up every day now. And of course, we have we've got no volatility, we got no volume, but we do go up every day. I like the Steelers. I love you, but Insiani is doing the same thing over and again. Okay, yeah, what about the Celgene trade? Again, you know, look, I got no problem taking criticism. I didn't see that happening, and again, it lost. You'll see it. I don't hide from it, but the Celgene made more than Goldman Sachs lost if you made the trade. If you didn't make it, I can't help it. Then you handpicked what you wanted to trade. You know, again, I don't hide from trades. I mean, I'm perfectly willing, and I would continue to short it from my perspective. I mean, you know, I'm not going to short on a short-term basis here, but I would like to get short those banks. Again, you can buy into this all you want, and you'll be just like everybody else crying when it breaks down, and, you know, and everybody's running for the exits again. You know, the rate in which we are going up here is not sustainable under any circumstances. I'm not saying to short it right now. I'm just saying, hey, keep an eye on it, which is what I say every day. I put in a couple of chances. I took a chance on the banks. I thought that was a reasonable spot to take a whack at it. It didn't work. Okay. You know, call me a pisher. You know, what can I tell you? You know, again, but if you're chasing him up here and buying him, then God bless you. Me, they'll go without me. I would not buy any major index up here. I mean, certainly I'm long. I'm always long the market. But again, you know, I can go back at any trade and tell you what I could do after the fact. I mean, I thought we're actually going to get out of that Goldman Sachs trade when it reversed on, I don't know, it was Wednesday or whatever it was, but it was a loser. Okay, but again, we made more on Celgene than we lost on Goldman. So, you know, I had one winner, one loser, made a little net profit. What can I tell you? I personally will not be buying this market as a general market at these levels. Okay, that's me. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't. Okay, if you see a valid footprint that you want to buy to your heart's content. load up the wagon and buy. I don't have a problem. I'm not telling anybody not to buy. I just tell you what I would do. And I will buy things to the long side, but I'm not going to buy, you know, a bank that's up 30%. I'm sorry. It just doesn't, not to me, that's an illogical thing to do based on market history. Okay. I mean, this has rallied. It's up 40%. Okay. You want to buy up 40%? God bless America. Go for it. But for me, for my money, I'm not buying it. Because, you know, I know that I either have to do nothing or I can set up positions that don't have a massive amount of risk. And I'll be there when they do do their thing here and it cracks. And until then, you know, again, you know, I don't fault anybody for trying to buy. I'm all over it. But, you know, I've seen this movie too many times. And, you know, you're going to see an equity chart, you know, and a chart that, you know, again, be my guest. I am not mad at anybody. I do what I do, and I think I do it pretty well. And I'm not apologizing or anything. I mean, I felt that at this level, it had blown off. I thought I had enough evidence, and of course, it went up 5 more days in a row. What can I tell you? So, you know, again, it's easy to second guess after the movie's over. Okay, but you know. If you didn't like it, you didn't have to make it. Again, I don't twist your arm to make the trades. I give you what I think, and you can make your decision from that point. But certainly, I felt it was a good trade. I thought it was set up as into a blow off mode that we could not continue to sustain this rally, and of course, we were able to do it. So, you know, and again, I will make similar trades that again, because again, I'm playing a probability model, not. Individuals. And again, you know, I don't read Barron's. I don't read Wall Street Journal. I don't read anything because all that stuff will do is get me, you know, in jail and get me broke because they have an agenda. Whenever they publish something, they've got an agenda behind it. I had no agenda. I'm making the same trade you are. So anyways, I got some action here and, you know, we'll see what happens here. This oil is interesting. Not very pleasant because I was short before today. So, you know, again, but I don't believe that this is sustainable. I wrote for tomorrow that what one of these OPEC countries is going to keep the deal. That's what I want to know. There's, I think, 29, 15 in and 14 that are agreed. I'll bet anybody right now that over 50% don't abide by the bargain anyways. And furermore, with these prices up here, do you not think that we didn't make a deal. Do you think our frackers are not going to go in and start pumping out some more oil? I would think so. Okay. So, you know, again, I these are things that are unsustainable to me, in my opinion. Okay. Not one OPEC countries are now cutting. Right. Well, I don't think they are, though. I think that's a bunch of BS to get the price up. That's my opinion. Okay. I think they're all cheap. I wrote that. You'll see that tomorrow. Adobe top idea for 2017 by Cowen sales of 20% and up 39%. Cool. I mean, again, I think I might even have a trade on Adobe. I might have looked at one. I don't know if I put one on or not. But again, everybody's going to make their own final decision at the end of the day. But I don't buy stocks that are up 40% that are still going up. I would buy them on a pullback, but I'm certainly not buying them on the way up. That's just, again, that's me. So you can call me insane or you can call me around. What effect do you think the Fed will have on the market? None. I think the Fed's information is already priced in. I think they're going to raise pretty much 100%. And I think it'll have zero effect on the market now. Their verbiage might have an effect. But I think we're prepared, as I predicted a long time ago, that the bond market was going to force the Fed to raise. And if you've watched the bond market and you see them getting crippled, and interest rates are going up, they're forcing the Fed to raise, which is
one thing we talked about. And of course, which is what happened on Wednesday. And of course, I think rates are going to continue to go higher because the bond trades are going to push them higher. This is the Bubba Show, and we're doing a little history, doing a little fortune telling, also a little teaching. LibertyTalk.fm will get you the download of all the shows, and including the Sporting Edge on the weekends. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop by here for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz sharing a little information on this Friday as we get ready for the holidays and whatever. And I want to share a little stuff of what I'm thinking, and you can kind of get a feel for what I thought going into the week. So here we go.
We thought was going to happen, or what I thought was going to happen. So at the end of the day, I think it'll have zero effect. I think it might have an effect on gold. I think gold's going to get a dead cat bouncer at some point. It might be this week. I mean, if I were going to tell you right now, we'd make a gamble trade. It would probably be long gold. It would be long gold and short the market for sure. Okay. If we were going to make a gamble trade, I mean, cause again, I'm not going to gamble that we're going to go up to a billion. I mean, again, every day it goes up is a surprise to me that it continues to go at this rate. Because even if Trump can figure it, oh, wait, it is game time. Sorry, I'm talking too much. I'll finish the story after I welcome everybody. Welcome, everybody. I just was talking and about just general things with the OPEC and whatever. But welcome aboard. Happy Sunday. We got a nice snowstorm in Chicago again. God, I wish I could move from here. Looking forward to Vegas on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'll send an email later about that. Who's going, where I'll be hanging. What bar I'll be at on Tuesday. But anyways, welcome aboard. And we were just talking about what's going on in these markets here. And let's get to work, and we'll come back to this in a little bit. Florida in the mid-70s. Good for you. All right. I don't care what the market is up or down. What I do, I'm looking for a bargain, which goes into my original argument I was making, which Goldman Sachs, it was not a bargain. Okay? It was overpriced bargain, in my opinion. Again, it's only my opinion. All right, so last week, oh, here it is. The first one out of the box, you got to be aggravated. No. I mean, again, we played it short. It went straight up, okay? We had one, again, I thought we had one reasonable chance on Wednesday. It looked like it was going to reverse, and I thought that was really interesting. Of course, it did not reverse, but it had the makings of turning over. And I thought that it was, let's see, this was... I was watching it. So this is Friday. I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday. It was one of the days I was downtown. It was Wednesday, I think. And it was lower. It was up. Yeah, I think it was Wednesday. It was up on the day. And then it was down on the day. I go, oh, we're going to get it. And then, of course, it turned around and went straight up. But that's life in the big city. I have no excuse. I don't make excuses. I make trades. So at the end of the day, you lost the maximum, 379. But you should have lost less. Because it was at a much bigger credit when we put it on, which is why I said, go ahead and put it on. The credit should be bigger, okay? But use a 450 credit. So hopefully you listened, and then it wouldn't have been as damaging. I mean, it wasn't good, but I can't, you know, I don't make excuses. I already beat this one to death, okay? And, of course, they're going to continue to push them until they're not. And I say probably now, 20,000 in the Dow is probably tomorrow, okay? Unless they collapse tonight. Now, again, you know, I would not be surprised at all if the markets are lower when we come in tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised if oil gives up all the gains overnight. Okay, there's a lot of volume here tonight for oil. I said I shorted crude oil. I did not say it was a good time to short. Okay, I said I shorted it. All right. Hey, look who's here. How you feeling? Good. I'm glad you're back. I was waiting for you to call me last week. I'm still waiting. All right. Anyways. Wilson having a bad day. Yeah. Well, my other guy's a Green Bay guy. You're a Seattle guy, Green Bay. But I predicted that would win today. Green Bay, as they beat him. All right. Celgene worked out like a champ. Okay. Exact opposite. Immediately broke down. Okay. Same day. One went up. One went down. And this one made a lot of money. And we got more than the credit. We got a payday. We got out. Let's say I assumed. Somewhere around $5. I know some had 480. I don't know. I don't remember what I put on the sheet, which you're going to see when I get there. But at the end of the day, and then you got to keep the call spread credit too. So it was a big trade. It was a nice trade. It made more than made up for Goldman Sachs in the losing part there. Again, these are the types of trades we like. We took a direction. We got paid. And sometimes it happens. It's the right thing. The two-day calendar, I actually kind of like that. To be honest with you, I'm going to play with that a little bit more. I got to do a little bit more research, but I think that's going to be a decent trade for. And it's only for those who want to be really active. It's not for the, you know, for just everybody. But if you want to be a little bit more involved, it may be a way to play. And I'm not sure yet. I have to do some more work on it and play with it a little bit. But here we lost, you know, $5 or $10. I didn't know. You know, I don't think anybody got 5 cents. I think I got it at $7. So, you know, I just figured like $10 or whatever it is. GLD, again, we got to keep the credit. Okay. I mean, you know, again, we're rich. What I said. I mean, hey, you know, again, when you're wrong and you still get to keep the money, that works out that way. Most of the weekly trades seem to be just about over by Wednesday anyway. A lot of times they are. You know, again, it just depends on, you know, what we're missing right now, what you're not seeing right now is there's no volatility. Okay. You can hear the TV geniuses talk about volatility. There is no volatility. There is no price action. We just go up. So when that happens, it takes away the trade. So, you know, again, be prepared for the best, but also make sure that you have your risk is prepared for the worst. That's what we always want to do, so we don't put ourselves in great jeopardy. Okay, that's always our motto, is to make sure we're in the game. The other spider trade, we made, you know, another $12. Again, I know some there's commissions involved and whatever. It wasn't a loser. And that's, I guess, my point is, you know, I obviously don't even keep track of this stuff, right? I do it with you on a weekly basis. And, you know, I know when they're losers, I know when they're winners. I don't keep a regular track record anyways. But I know where you should be. If you didn't make the $12 and manage your commission, then you made a mistake here. But, again, it was just we were on the wrong side, okay? We had this right for about, I don't know, I think it was 15 minutes last Sunday night when the markets were down pretty good. And, of course, they came flying back, which we thought would happen because they didn't open up ugly enough. And, but, you know, I would put this at probably a 10,000-to-1 shot that we get out. But we don't have any loss. We don't have any risk. It's just we own a call. You know, maybe, who knows? Listen, maybe they get taken over. I don't know. You know, it could happen. It's certainly a volatile enough stock to get action. Again, but I show it to you what we got, and this is what we got left. Nugget, we still have the trade on here, and we got paid, and you know we're not going to lose anything here, and we got a chance till the score. I mean, again, it's nice to have it on, and you know this could be, you know, for the Fed. Now again, if we get too far away from it, then we'll have to readjust this trade, or I mean, just put on a new one. But here we are. I mean, again, we got paid. We were patient. We took assignment. We got the stock off. It's now lower again. We're getting the credit from the other side. So we made the original credit, and now we're making more because of what the 1x2 was, or the 2x3. So again, it's just a matter of, again, it's the grind. And every once in a while we'll get trapped in one, but every once in a while we'll get paid big in one and the other. SunPower, boy, where do you think this is going to go? I there's so many different positions here. It's hard for me to even tell you where we stand. I know what I have. And I know that I sold my puts when they were down and made money there. And I know I sold some of my calls on the rally. I try to give you the best communication I can, but this has been fine. And, you know, this is the last week of this, and we'll see how this, you know, trades out here this week. But hopefully you've taken money off the table here because you had opportunities both on both sides of this trade. So hopefully you have done something. VIX got crushed again. It did. On the SPY trade, I should have put on one more contract on the further position. I tried, but the spread, that's fine. If you couldn't get it, you couldn't get it. And by the way, before I forget, I think I have it in the questions as well, but in case I don't, ex-dividend is in the Qs and in the spiders for sure on Friday. If you have any spreads on with calls that are in the money, either close the spreads or exercise your long calls because you're going to certainly get assigned in your short calls. Okay? So just.
And again, we talk about these things a lot, you know, assignment, exercise. We're not worried about it. Just during the dividend, there are some tricky things in which I always send an update right before the dividend to let you know exactly what to do. But it is something to be aware of. And that's part of the Bubba Show. We like to educate, we like to keep you on top of your game and keep you ready to rock and roll. And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com. Check out the hedging program. We're going to get ready to rock it in January, so I want to make sure I get everybody wants in. If you want to hear what it's all about, send me an email at Bubba@BubbaTrading.com. I'll send you the last recording. In the meantime, LibertyTalk.fm is the only station you need to listen to, but you can download The Bubba Show there as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop out for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back in a minute. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you on this Friday afternoon. And, of course, we're doing a little education. We're doing a little replay. We're going to see if I can tell the future. So let's get back to The Bubba Show, the training right now. Here we go.
Just remember, okay, and I'll send out a reminder, too, to everybody, okay? But it is that once a quarter that they do pay their dividend. So let's make sure that we're prepared for that. Okay, so this is how I scored it. In Goldman Sachs, we lost 310. Okay, if I'm way off, let me know. I can't be too far off. I think I'm under. Actually, I'm under what I wanted to be at, but I used 310. That's way off. Let me know. I went under on what I thought we made on Celgene. I mean, I made more than this on Celgene, so I'm hoping everybody else did as well. But 418 was the number I used. Okay, we lost $7 in the spider, the first one, and these are all closed, by the way. Gold, we made $20. Spiders, we made 12. Amba is still open. Nugget, we made 50. The trade's still open. So the way that I figured it, we made about $200 last week based on what we have, somewhere in that neighborhood. If I'm way off, please let me know. I shouldn't be way off. I mean, the numbers are pretty simple. I make mistakes with writing, but I typically don't make too many mistakes when it comes to math. Okay? So, you know, you let me know if that matches up, if you made all the trades. Okay? But to me, it looks pretty good. All right, so here it is. I knew somebody told me about it, and I actually did the research. Are the next X dividends for Spider and Q's Friday? So we don't want to be short in the money calls on Friday. Okay, yes, that is correct. If you are now, it can be tricky, and if you have a feeling of the market, we can look at it. But right now, let's just say in general, if both legs are in the money on a short call spread only, put spreads are not in play because you can only get a signed long stock on puts. Okay. So if you are in and it's split, then you should close and roll to the next week. Okay. If it is both legs in the money, either close it or exercise your long. And if neither legs in the money, you in theory, if it's close, you still might get a sign, but I don't mind that assignment, okay? But it would also depend on the market conditions. I think if you want, you know, if anybody's curious, you can shoot me an email on Thursday. It has to be done Thursday. If you want to send me an email Thursday, and we'll look at it and evaluate it, you know, that would be great, okay? You know, so I'll be happy to help. And again, I will send out an email. Oh, you know, I'll be traveling. I'll be in Vegas till I'll be there late enough because we'll be in Vegas on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But yeah, we'll get it to you. But I'll send out an update and a reminder for everybody who's hedging because that would be where most of it would be. Thanks, Zach. Not to be too aggressive, but I added a couple of call spreads. Again, look, we don't want to get wacko here. Okay, you got to let you have to make certain assumptions in the market. Okay, I'm assuming that 20,000 is going to get hit. I'm assuming after it gets hit, we could see a dramatic turnaround, but it depends on when and where it is. Okay. I do not expect a major down move this week. Okay. We could go down, but I don't expect the major. Okay. This is a triple witching expiration, which typically are higher, and not that it will be higher, but typically are higher. And then we're going into probably the slowest 2 weeks, especially the way Christmas and New Year's fall, because they fall on Sunday, but I think the markets are probably closed on Monday, okay, on the 26th and on the 2nd. So it really throws a monkey wrench into trading, and whatever happens, I assure you it will be thin, and it'll be like you hit an air pocket. So, you know, we're not like looking to get too aggressive here regardless. Goldman Sachs, any way to salvage? No. No, it was unsalvageable. Once it broke up over 235, there was no chance. I mean, just it was gone. I bought 200 shares of Bob at 9070, not feeling that bullish about Bob since not participating in the rally. Think I should sell for a small profit? Vex seems to have found a bottom. And yeah, you could sell for a small profit. I mean, again, you could hedge it, which I also recommended, or you could sell it. Again, there's nothing wrong with taking a small profit, especially if you're concerned about a trade. You know, now one of the ways to do that is to, you know, take off part of your position and hold part, hedge it, okay? Or, you know, take it all off. Again, there's nothing wrong with it. Okay. I love when you use the thought process when you're looking at the market. And it was interesting, but there has been a lot of stocks that have not been participating in this rally. Healthcare has been getting slaughtered for quite a period. There was a lot of stocks making new lows while the markets were making new highs. Now, again, that doesn't mean it's going to continue. Something's got to give. We'll see which way it is. What do you think about a TH trade for next week's VIX synthetic long? And it was a good trade. Again, I love the process when you think about how we're going to do and what's going to go on. What I don't like to get orders are on trying to guess the market. Now, I could make a good case that we should get a volatility spike in some point in time here. Now, does that mean we're going to get guaranteed success? No. But yes, I do expect to see a move in volatility. I think we're very close. Now, if you watched Thursday and Friday, volatility was trying to move higher, and that was the real interesting part of the market that when I texted you guys, I go, interesting, both the VIX and the markets were up, okay, and yet the markets did went out. Now, again, that is a warning sign. That is a true footprint. Okay, remember that the volatility is just as powerful, if not more powerful, than the market. Okay, because as you hear me talk a lot about order flow and market makers. Okay, well, think about the VIX as the order flow for the public. Okay, and when it's going up, it means that there's a lot of people trying to short the market, or they're puking to get out, and they're covering their puts, whatever. Okay, that's why the markets have been go down. That's why you see that spike. So that's your kind of read, okay, for the market. Okay, when you start to see volatility rising into a rising market. Okay, now it's very close, but both days it did give way at the end of the day. Okay, but it is warning. We're getting a warning sign here. And again, it doesn't mean that it's going to be tomorrow. Remember, one thing we know for sure, just because we see something doesn't mean it's going to be tomorrow. Okay. Goldman Sachs chart looks like Wells Fargo, but for Wells Fargo, I am long the stock, bought it when I were having problems making 23%. I'm worried about the Goldman Sachs option. Well, you should be now. and if you all remember, Wells Fargo, when it hit 44, I told everybody to buy that stock. Okay, I thought it was a buy at those ridiculous levels because, again, in my opinion, markets overrun one way or the other. And right now, when we're done running, we're overrunning to the upside right now. But again, I can't figure it out. So is it time to buy Wynn and Las Vegas Sands? And I said, very interesting question. The funny thing is, I hadn't even noticed it. I was so busy doing other things. I didn't even notice that they got clobbered on that day. Okay. And I go, you know, what you want to do. Okay. And it's very simple. When you're deciding, okay, if it's time to get into a trade, okay, and you're not sure, okay, the simple thing to do is to look at the short-term chart, okay? Now, here's when I got the email, I think, it was on 54. We kept going lower. I said, look for the short-term to change. You did get a change late. And again, I'm not saying you should have bought here. Okay, actually, it was after the close. You couldn't anyways, right? So, but, and then we resume down. Now you're trying to peak up a little bit. I mean, you could look at this level, okay, if you wanted to make a trade here. But you what you want to look for is you need this to stop going down and then this to start working higher. Now, this is an aftermarket, so it's really hard to tell here. But here, see, here we continue to work lower. Now, here would have been a chance. Again, you could have looked at it there. I would never be upset for you buying there. Or you could have looked at it here. Okay, those are two opportunities where the markets actually turned like they were going to find a bottom. Okay, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the short-term chart to turn. Why? Because every chart, they all resolve back into the longer term. So if the short-term is lower and continuing lower, then the long-term is going to continue going lower. But the short-term has to turn up before the long-term turns up. Okay? So, you think Baba not participating because it was... No, you know what? I thought it did actually end up participating. I didn't, you know... I think Baba was just really overdone. You know, you have to, you know, look at Amazon isn't participating. It's on 100 points. You know, Google isn't really participating. There's a lot not, you know, this rally is not what you would call a dandy rally. I mean, this is not like the most unbelievable rally. It's unbelievable because of the numbers we got. But we all tend to get caught up in the big number when what difference does it make? I mean, you know, if it's a $1,200 index that goes up 10 points, this is what's the difference. Again, we get too involved in 100 or 200 when it's no big deal anyway at all. I think that Baba came.
So when you're looking at the overall market, you got to understand that, you know, individual stocks are worked differently. And if you try to outguess, outsmart, or outthink the market, you're going to end up broke. You have to watch for the footprint of the market and then make your best decision. But by trying to gamble or outpick the market, you know, you use the footprint. And as we looked at the Baba footprint, you can see that 90 looked to be a pretty good support. So you would want to be looking to be a buyer there. It may not work, but that is a reasonable area to expect the market to hold. And that's what we're always trying to focus on, is to be with the footprint of the market. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you check out BubbaTrading.com. You can get ready for our new classes for next year, as well as go to LibertyTalk.fm, and you can download the Bubba Show every single day, including the Sporting Edge on the weekends. I want to make sure that you are prepared and ready as we get ready to shut down for the year, because after today, the markets are pretty much quiet as traders are gone after this triple witching expiration. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be back after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, the Bubba Show. We're coming right back to you right after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this Friday. And, of course, we're doing a little education, and you guys are getting to see if I can actually tell the future or not, because these are all calls I made last Sunday. So now let's see how did I do for the week. Let's get back to the learning right now. Here we go.
Down, you know, to a support level, I think it started to rally up, which we thought 90 would be okay. And, again, but the overall market is not – this is not a market rally. This is a financial rally. This is a pointed rally at certain things that are driving indexes in directions that are making numbers and triggering some stuff. Okay. I put nothing into this as far as any strength. Nothing has changed in the markets, and the values are certainly, we certainly can't carry 20 times forward value. It's ridiculous. Okay. So at the end of the day, it is what it is, but certainly I said this when I shorted Yahoo and almost went broke. I'm telling you now. Okay. In the 90s, I sold Yahoo and I had the cover at about 500. Okay. Because I couldn't take it anymore and I was going to go broke. I knew they were going to go down. I knew they were going to break. And I'm telling you, this market's going to break. I'm not going to make the same mistake here, but I'm certainly not going to get caught, because I will assure you this. One morning, we're going to come in and the market's going to be down 1,000. Now, is that any big deal? No, it's not any big deal. It's a down day. It's, you know, because 1,000 again is not that big of a deal. Okay. It's 3-4%. But the question is, will it, again, bounce back? That is the one thing we don't know. But one of these times, we're not going to get buyers stepping in and buying it back. And we're having a lot of artificial buying right now. And, again, this is not a full participation rally. So, again, I'm not bad talking the market and telling you we're going down. I'm just saying I'm not choosing to participate from the long side in things that have been already extended. If something at value, I'd be happy to buy. Okay. Where was I? Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's time to look at them, sure. I can't seem to find it. If I previously could, NASDAQ.com doesn't seem to have it. Oh, this is on the dividend. And I did find them. They are 9/16, which is Friday. Excuse me, 12/16, which is Friday. Gamble trade on Nugget would be a 2-3 ratio put spread. Short on Nugget. Well, I wouldn't be short. You know, I don't short options. And I'm not gambling on Nugget going lower. I would be gambling on Nugget going higher because I think gold's going to go higher. Again, I think gold has probably one more leg to the downside. But I believe that it's going to go higher here. But I think in the short term, you could have a very nice bounce. I think we've overshot the direction here. You know, sometimes you overshoot, which I believe happens more often than not. So I'd be, you know, looking at it. Now, trade help, please. Simple X volatility looks good. It's okay. Okay, again, this is one of the things, you know, you look to be short. You'd want to build a position. And, I mean, I have no problem with that. Okay? But I didn't like, now the synthetic short, I didn't want to go out to April to buy my extra put. If you can, now some people can't. And what I've explained is if I want to make a trade like that, I would do the long part or the risk reversal part in the short term. Okay. And do the protection like we do a normal hedge. I would do the reverse of what you have here if you don't have the margin to cover it. Now, it's funny. Anybody ever hear of Stephen Shork, the Shork Report? Okay. Anybody ever hear of him? Okay, now here's a jackass. Okay, now I respect him. I mean, he's a smart guy. Oil's going down, oil's going down, oil's going down, oil's going down. So you just hit the tape, okay? Oil's going to 60. Now, he won't talk about that it's going down, okay, anymore, and he won't say that he said it. Me, I'll say that I said it, okay? So that's what always pisses me off, too. But anyways, so this is a good trade. I mean, again, I'd rather do the risk reversal portion in the front. I don't want to pay the big heavy juice for the extra call or the extra put in the future. I'd rather do it in the near term, besides the fact that you get rewarded more by being short. Remember, if we're right, we get paid faster the shorter the duration. Good morning, Todd. I have a confession to make regarding the above. A while ago, I was assigned 200 shares of the Spiders with a cost basis of 194, currently trading at 225.76, so I have a negative position of $63 to $130. I've done it, so I perfectly understand this. I lost a lot of money last week. I perfectly understand. I'm not, again. So my initial risk capital was $15,000, which I added $3,000 due to the maintenance call. Okay. I should have taken my losses when assigned, but I kept thinking and hoping, right? So remember, hoping, we don't hope, that the market would tank and recover. When the SPY blew off June 27th, I thought it would drop further, so I didn't get out either, and of course, it's gone ballistic since. And my simple question was, why don't you just hedge it the other way? You know, we hedge to the downside, you hedge to the upside. That's all. I mean, again, either hedge it or take the loss and move on. But again, it won't be the first time anybody has ever done this. Again, I've done it. I had a rough time last week, and part of it was my own doing on a mistake. But again, at the end of the day, you got to remember this. And more important than the money lost is the lesson that you learn from what you did, because you could have simply stayed short and hedged the up instead of the down, okay? And you could have hedged it on a weekly basis with just a simple 1x2 if you wanted. And you could have been selling put spreads. You could have actually turned this into a potential winner. And again, I'm not saying you would have. I'm just saying that that's what you need to think about. Remember the one thing we always have to do. And you asked the tactical action at this time. The key that what we have to do is we have to understand what our exposure is and lower that exposure. That is the most important thing, is to limit exposure. So once you know you're in a problem, look, you want to gamble? I got no problem with it. Again, the hedging, the beauty thing about the hedging model, okay, is that you can gamble all you want because you can lock in a number right away. We can gamble on any trade if we really want to gamble. I don't like to gamble. You know, I mean, I like to gamble, but I don't like to gamble in the markets because, you know, usually you lose. But if you get stuck in a position that you'd like to keep it longer, you can hedge it so you know you can limit the amount of damage. That's what you have to worry about always, is limiting the amount of damage that you're going to take. Okay? And if you do that, then you're putting yourself in a better position. Trust me. Listen, again, I'm always giving you full disclosure. I've had days in my career that have been devastating emotionally. And I'm just telling you that that's why you just, if you just take the steps to cover up the mistake that you had, then you can play with it all you want. Okay. You can get short tomorrow if you want. If you put in the right trade, the Goldman Sachs trade, okay? The trade I got yelled at for tonight. But you can put that trade on right now, okay? You got $300 worth of risk. You don't have $6,000. You've got $3,000. You got $300. Okay? And you got the same amount of profit potential if it goes down. That's the difference, okay? That's what we want to make sure we do. Let's not put ourselves to get these big lobster numbers because they're hard to overcome. We can take small losses all we want, but we can't put the lobsters in. And then you have to measure your account as you're doing this. And this, we'll talk about all this stuff when we do our trading plan next week. But again, you can look at all this, but don't sit there like a deer in the headlights. Do something about it when you make a mistake, and don't wait till it becomes a problem. Okay? Again, people email me all the time when they've got 20 cents to protect. They go, well, where were you when you had $2 to protect? Now we're protecting 20 cents. I can't protect 20 cents. Okay? But if you let me know, you should never be afraid to tell me what's going on. Because believe me, I'd give anybody $1,000 if you've done something that I haven't done before. Okay? You know, in 36 years, you make a lot of mistakes. Okay? You do a lot of gambling. You get a couple of big days under your belt, and all of a sudden you became, you know, the god of trading. And then you get it crammed a couple of times, and you realize that you were just lucky. Okay? You know, so again, it's never the reason I'm here, the reason we do the class and the calls and the teaching is so we can all share with each other the good, the bad, and the ugly, so that we can all learn from what went wrong. Okay? Because again, you're going to make another mistake. I guarantee it. But if you learn from this one and the next mistake doesn't cost you too much, then it was a lesson learned. Okay? So again, it's nothing to be ashamed about. It's only the money. Money.
And of course, we'll talk more about this some other time. But again, don't wait till it's too late to call me and tell me there's a problem. If you got a problem, let me know and I can help you walk you through it. Don't wait till the horse is gone. Give me a break and let me help you. This is the Bubba Show. Everybody have a great weekend. I always appreciate you being here. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show, as well as tomorrow you get to download the Sporting Edge. We'll see you back here on Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.